WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Wild cheering in Tel Aviv after all 20 remaining living hostages held in Gaza went home this morning.
Families held emotional reunions with the freed hostages who were held in Hamas captivity for 2 long years. All over Israel, people celebrated, especially at Hostage Square in Tel Aviv, where a crowd of tens of thousands cheered every time the photo of a freed hostage appeared on the screen. Hamas released the hostages in 2 groups to the Red Cross. They were then handed over to Israeli soldiers and met their families at an army base before being flown to the hospital. Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
No word on when the remaining 28 dead hostages will be handed over. A convoy of Israeli vehicles, Red Cross jeeps, and buses carrying hundreds of Palestinian prisoners that left Israel's Ofer prison have just arrived in Ramallah. President Trump is about to address Israel's Knesset. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Applause and fanfare as President Trump entered Israel's parliament. He's expected to say in his speech today that it is a historic dawn of a new Middle East. The White House released excerpts from the address in which he will call this an incredible triumph for Israel and the world, and a look to the future when he says generations from now, this will be remembered as the moment that everything began to change.
The Egyptian presidency confirms Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Abbas will both attend today. Peace summit in Egypt. Here in the U.S., the government shutdowns entered its 13th day, and the pain is becoming more acute for federal employees working without pay. CBS's Torian Small.
I literally went food shopping and I came back in a taxi and there was a tree on my car.
That is a woman in New York City with an unpleasant surprise after a nor'easter began tearing up the East Coast. Flooding has washed a huge portion of the Virginia coastline. Both New Jersey and New York under states of emergency with coastal flood and high wind warnings in effect. Forecasts say the entire region could get up to 3 inches of rain by tomorrow. Now back to the government shutdown and CBS's Torian Small.
Affected TSA agents, FAA agents, members of the border control, and military people. President Trump recently said that he has directed his Department of Defense secretary to redirect funds in order to pay troops.
More than 4,000 workers got notices of termination last week. Food pantries say shelves are almost bare. Smithsonian museums now closed. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. What could have been a firefight turned out to be a pillow fight in Kenosha yesterday. Fire officials say someone put a wet pillow in an oven to dry, which sparked a small kitchen fire on 60th Street near 22nd Avenue. Crews quickly put out a small fire after black smoke was reported from a second-floor apartment. Officials now have to put out the warning that trying to dry a pillow in an oven is a fire hazard, and they warn that ovens are only good for cooking food. No injuries were reported. Compared to other parts of the country, Racine and Mount Pleasant are seeing a higher share of mortgages fall behind. A report from Construction Coverage says locally, 3.5% of mortgages were at least 30 days delinquent as of last December. The area ranks 36th worst among small metros nationwide. There are 111 metros in that category. Southern states lead the country with the highest delinquency rates, while the West Coast has some of the lowest. Big Bank takes on Little Bank tonight in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series. The Los Angeles Dodgers have the highest payroll in the league, Milwaukee one of the smallest. First pitch is scheduled for 7:08, and the game will be broadcast nationally on TBS and streamed on HBO Max. Parking lots at the stadium typically open 3.5 hours before game time for tailgating. This is a 7-game series, and for those clueless about the whole thing, the first team to win 4 games moves on to the World Series. Game 2 is for sure at AmFam tomorrow. If there is a Game 5, it'll be back in Milwaukee Saturday. A Racine standout is heading to the Big Ten. St. Catharines athlete Lamont Hamilton has announced he's committing to play football for the Minnesota Gophers. The 6-foot, 170-pound Hamilton plays both receiver and defensive back and visited Minnesota over the weekend. Hamilton helped lead St. Cats to a state championship last season with 15 touchdowns. He's also a star on the basketball court. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The National League Championship Series. Game one is tonight in Milwaukee. The first pitch at 7:08. Game two tomorrow night. Then they play games 3, 4, and 5 if needed in L.A. in a best-of-7 series to determine who goes to the World Series. NFL, the Packers held on to beat the Bengals 27-18 in Green Bay. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
A lot of these games are going down to the wire. You got to give Cincinnati a ton of credit for what they were able to do, specifically offensively the second half.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Bulls in Chicago 127-121. Doc Rivers likes what he saw from Giannis and their new players.
What we have is more guys getting downhill. Scoop's getting downhill a lot. Cole is getting downhill a lot. Kuz is getting downhill a lot. And Giannis gets downhill. Last year we had Giannis. So even though we led the league in percentage, we just couldn't create enough of them.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 59. Slight chance of a rain shower on your Monday, otherwise clouds in 68. Cloudy skies, mid-50s for Monday night. On Tuesday, partly sunny, a high near 65. Wednesday, partly sunny, 61. 65 again Thursday. It's 60 at our studios.
The only thing more uncomfortable than the futon is the beanbag chair. Has anyone ever sat in a beanbag chair and thought, oh, this was a good decision? And I was like, how do I get out? A scissor kick or something? How do you sit in a beanbag chair without looking like you have a drinking problem?
They gotta get this one in rehab.
Who even came up with that?
Hey, you know how people love sitting on beans?
Not really, but go ahead.
Well, it'd be a big bag filled with beans. And we make the bag vinyl so when you were wearing shorts, it would stick to your legs.
Do you even work here? Have a nice bed. I don't believe in making the bed, though. My wife's always like, why don't you ever make the bed? For the same reason I don't tie my shoes after I take them off. Doesn't make sense. Huh? I'm not putting this thing in storage. Hell, I'm hoping to come back in a couple hours. And I would like it open. Because when our bed's made, it's covered in 40 pillows. Like we're stockpiling ammo for the global pillow fight. I asked my wife, I'm like, what's the deal with all these pillows? They're for decoration. How often are you giving a tour of our bedroom?
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Was out to get me. Now that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
I'm a believer. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me on a Monday morning. It's 11 past 6 o'clock. It's tough after a weekend. Even on Saturdays and Sundays when my alarm goes off at 4:30, I look and say, oh, I don't have to get up. I just automatically do it. I get up whether the alarm goes off or not at 4:30. So my body's worked after all these years. But this morning it went off. And I had to get up. Chance of early showers today, then just cloudy with a high near 67. Cloudy, lows 56 tonight. Sunshine, high 63 tomorrow. Cloudy, 58 right now, right here at Radio Park. Midnight Confessions. These are the grassroots local news, timeless hits. Only here at WRJN. Keep it here all day, all night, for all your favorites. Grassroots Midnight Confessions, 614, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. So a Domino's in Northwest Ohio partnered with local firefighters. This happened last Thursday. They delivered pizzas for Fire Prevention Week. Now, they did a two-hour stretch of deliveries and checked people's smoke detectors while they were there. Now, if their smoke detectors worked, the pizzas were free. Hey, feel free to check my smoke detectors in my house. Bring a couple of pizzas, all right? It's 6:14, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. I like it. Here's Jerry and the Pacemakers.
I like it. I like it. I like the way you run your fingers through my head. And I like the way you tickle my chin. And I like the way you let me come in when your mama ain't there. And I like the way you're winking your eye. And I know I like you. You know I like you. Do that again. You're driving me insane. Kiss me once more. That's another thing I like you for. I like it.
Pacemakers, I like it. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. It's 6:17. We're looking for a chance of early morning showers and just cloudy the rest of the day with a high near 67. Cloudy tonight, lows 56. Sunshiny with a high near 63 tomorrow. Right now, it's cloudy and 58 degrees right here at Radio Park. And did your parents ever have a bizarre house rule growing up that you still think about from time to time? People are sharing online the ones that their families had. Here are some of the highlights. We had one drink cup by the kitchen sink. If you were thirsty, you use that cup. You put it back for the next family member. We used to wash it in the dishwasher every 2 days or so. In the bathroom, we had a cup there. We never washed. We just rinsed it out after we used it in the bathroom sink when I was growing up. I look back now and say, yuck. The curtains had to be open first thing in the morning so the neighbors wouldn't think we were sleeping in. I wasn't allowed to watch anything that depicted a dysfunctional family. Maybe in case I realized, hey, that's us. I had to bring home the plastic sandwich bags from my school lunch to be used again and again. They were washed and dried overnight. And I wasn't allowed to invite a friend over for a second time until they invited me over their house. My mom kept track of how many times I invited friends over and demanded they reciprocate before I could invite them over once again. Now, I never had rules like that in my house. Coming up right now, here's Pete with the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. This isn't the first time Ed Gein received negative press, or the Monster series on Netflix for that matter. The latest installment, Monster, the Ed Gein story, follows the life and crimes of Gein, or so they would have us believe. True crime historian and author Harold Schechter wrote what is probably the most famous book about Gein called Deviant, the shocking true story of Ed Gein, the original psycho. Schechter says the Netflix series used material from his book that was unauthorized, but also says the show has nothing to do with reality. The 77-year-old author admits there are a few tidbits in the story that are true, like Gein's grave robbing and his relationship with his mother, but the show takes liberties with the truth by saying that Gein provided a tip that helped catch Ted Bundy, which has been proven untrue. So if you like the show, watch it with a grain of salt, or check out Schechter's book if you really want a more realistic look at one of Wisconsin's strangest sons. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
The Hospice Alliance Hospice House is a one-of-a-kind, tranquil, home-like setting located in Pleasant Prairie. In the Hospice Alliance Hospice House, patients receive 24/7 nursing care and support. It's been a warm and welcoming home away from home for patients and their families since 2003. Just one more reason to consult the experts at Hospice Alliance, where quality of life and adding life to days is their priority of care. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. Again, HospiceAlliance.org.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com. WRJN.
History. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this was.
ta-ta-ta-ta.
History.
Sam Cooke, Wonderful World, 624, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Have you ever had a package stolen from your porch? A lot of people have. Check this out. According to new research, Americans lost an estimated $15.7 billion to porch pirates in 2024 alone. That's from, you ready for this? 241 million packages stolen. 241 million stolen. Wow. 625 WRJN, local news, timeless hits, The Boxer. Here's Simon and Garfunkel.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. My home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, when I'm scared. Laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
Bye.
talk to Simon and Garfunkel. I think that's from their Bookends album, if I'm not mistaken. Hey, good morning. 6:30 on the noggin. Let's check our morning news, see what's happening this morning. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A high-speed chase that crossed state lines came to a violent end in Pleasant Prairie Saturday. Police say the driver of a silver Jeep took off after officers tried to stop it on Sheridan Road. The driver ignored orders to stop, sped over 100 miles an hour, and finally crashed out near 79th Street. They knocked down power lines and blocked traffic. Emergency crews had to free the driver, who was flown to a hospital. A passenger was immediately arrested. Sheridan Road stayed closed into Saturday night while crews made repairs. A Hispanic Heritage Month event just across the state line in Lake County, Illinois, was called off at the last minute. Somos Lake County was scheduled for Saturday in Mundelein, but organizers say recent ICE and Border Patrol activity made people afraid to attend. Federal agents have been making immigration arrests around Waukegan and North Chicago, including several on Saturday. Community leaders say the enforcement is creating fear, reducing participation, and hurting trust in local government. Franklin police warn that a group of burglars has been targeting Asian business owners. They say it's in connection to a string of crimes spanning multiple states. Several Franklin families have fallen victim as the thieves hit homes linked to Asian entrepreneurs. Authorities are encouraging people to be extra cautious and to call police if they see anything unusual. A two-sport star from Racine is taking his talents to Minnesota. Lamont Hamilton from St. Cat's has announced he's committed to the Gophers football program for next year. The 6-foot, 170-pound athlete plays both sides of the ball and earned attention from several D1 schools. Hamilton's big junior season included over 700 receiving yards and 15 touchdowns in a championship run. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Today, Wisconsin agriculture is waiting on trade opportunities, waiting on a farm bill. But they don't want to wait on immigration reform. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. We'll take a closer look at that complicated issue next.
From mealtime to snack time, pork has got you covered. Toss chops, rice, veggies, and seasonings in one pan for a weeknight flavor that gets everyone excited. Or add Italian sausage to soup for instant comfort food vibes. It's flavors worth sharing around the table, because when pork's involved, every meal becomes the main event. For more crowd-pleasing recipes, visit tastewhatporkcando.com. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Pig Farmers and the Pork Checkoff.
Karen Gefford is the Chief Policy Officer for Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative and the Voice of Milk. Gefford says that it's become very clear to not only farmers but also elected officials, H2A is not working for agriculture.
The rural workforce labor issue is a huge issue. Anytime I talk to dairy farmers, what we hear is labor. They need a reliable, safe workforce. And that's something that we from the dairy industry have been advocating for 40 years. The current labor force, immigration, visa system just doesn't work for dairy. And what we're hearing is our dairy farmers need an entry-level workforce. The only program that really exists that can address that is the H2A program, and unfortunately dairy is specifically prohibited from using that program, and it's seasonal.
Karen Gefford, Chief Policy Officer for Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative and the Voice of Milk. She says what they are supporting is not looking for just one answer when it comes to immigration reform and helping agriculture, but why not try two different things at the same time?
Maybe you remember finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too much carnival food. We all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs to share the fair story. We're accepting entries now, and there are cash prizes. To enter and see full contest details, visit MidwestFarmReport.com.
And in just the past 30 days, high path avian influenza has been confirmed in 38 flocks, including 24 commercial flocks, 14 backyard locations. That's prompted the American Farm Bureau Federation to remind consumers that that could drive higher turkey prices for the holiday season. According to the American Farm Bureau Federation's Market Intel series, they say economic factors as well as the disease challenges have driven wholesale turkey prices up about 40% already. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Monday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com anytime. I'm Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 59. Slight chance of a rain shower on your Monday, otherwise clouds in 68. Cloudy skies, mid-50s for Monday night. On Tuesday, partly sunny, a high near 65. Wednesday, partly sunny, 61. 65 again Thursday. It's 60 at our studios.
I'll tell you what should be a crime. People boarding planes while wearing backpacks. If you're someone who does that, a little heads up, your backpacks are hitting people in the face. I only care about what's in front of me. Hell with everything in my wake. You know when you sit in the emergency exit row seat and you agree to save everyone? How come when the flight is over, no one thanks you? It's amazing what you might have done. You'd think someone would take note of that. Hey, I heard what went down before takeoff. Thank you. The fact that you were willing to put your life on the line to save me, my family, and all the other souls on this plane is nothing short of outstanding. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No, just a backpack to the back of the head. I was an almost responder!
End of the world, 6:39, local news, timeless hits at WRJM. Hey, I got a new poll. They asked about different food debates. Now, here are some of the food topics people are oddly passionate about. Ketchup on eggs. Never had it. Never will. A third of us, though, are on board with it now. They say they like it or love ketchup on eggs. Is a hot dog a sandwich? 40% say absolutely, but the majority, 53%, said uh-uh. Is a hamburger a sandwich? Well, 73% said, yep, it is. How should a sandwich be cut? Now, this is a major debate, vertically or horizontally. 29% said vertically, 49% diagonally, 22% said, I don't care, just cut the sandwich. Pineapple on pizza, 48% of us said now they love it. It's gone mainstream. Is leftover pizza better warm or cold? 28% said cold. I'm in the warm category there. When pouring a bowl of cereal, do you pour milk on the cereal first? Only 4% of us said the milk first, then you pour the cereal in. Really? That's weird. It's 640, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Let's see, we're looking for some showers possible early this morning. Otherwise, cloudy with a high near 67. Cloudy at 58 right now at Radio Park. Here come the associations. The Association, local news, timeless. It's here at WRJN. I brought in Mike Clemens this morning because now that the Brewers are in the World Series, now that the Brewers are in the National League pennant championship game, ahead of myself, I'm sorry, I wanted to get the lowdown from Mike Clemens, who's always following sports for us. Mike, hey, the Brewers moving on, huh?
Good morning, Don. By the way, if you were in this room with me, I would smell like stale champagne and beer because I got sprayed in the Brewers clubhouse.
Yeah, how was that?
Celebration. It's the first time I've actually done one of those because, you know, when they've had these celebrations before, sometimes it was on the road, sometimes I was covering up in the press box. You know, I started in 82 working for TV18, and back then they won the American League pennant, but they were throwing around some beer a little bit. But, you know, they used to save the champagne for the World Series, but, you know, these teams do it more, and it's very organized with tarpaulin. Everybody's got goggles. I mean, even there's Mark Antanasio, this billionaire owner. He's there with his goggles, his raincoat on, spraying champagne at these guys. So it was great. So the game, first of all, Pat Murphy made it a brilliant move because, you see, he was going to have three pretty good pitchers going into the series, and that's what you need, this best-of-five series against your rival, the Chicago Cubs. And it would have been Freddie Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, Quinn Priester. Well, Brandon pulled a lat muscle in his back a couple weeks ago. He can't go. Quinn Priester's only 25 years old. He got shelled. He got yanked in the first inning. So he had to come up with a pitching by committee. And one of the moves that he made for Saturday night's game was he put in his closer, Trevor McGill. Trevor was coming off an elbow injury, so you know, he was just sort of getting back into the swing of things. But I think it surprised Craig Counsell and the Cubs. He was able to get him down 1-2-3. That's the first time the Cubs had not scored in the first inning during this five-game series. So that got the momentum going. Then the Brewers come to bat in the bottom of the first. William Contreras knocks one out of the park. Matter of fact, all the scoring in this game, 3-1, a Brewers win, was all solo home run shots. 3 by the Brewers, 1 by the Cubs. So, and another, pitching is so important with these things. The next move that he made was he got Jacob Mizorowski, the Miz, the 23-year-old whiz that can throw the ball over 100 miles an hour. He had a good 2 or 3 innings. He was awarded the win. And then a kid named Chad Patrick, who'd been in the regular rotation, but you didn't think, oh, this guy's really, is he? Can you start him in the postseason? He did brilliantly. He pitched a couple of innings as well. And that's how they kept the Cubs off the bases and secured the win, beat the Cubs. It's their first postseason win of winning a series in quite a while, I think like 8 years. And now tonight, they're taking on the L.A. Dodgers. Well, it's the Dodgers coming to town. They won the World Series last year, so they're the reigning champions. They're a veteran team. They kind of had some slumps this summer. When they came to Milwaukee, the Brewers swept them in a 3-game series. That was a real confidence builder, a turning point for the Brewers this season. But the Dodgers got it back together like a veteran team as they closed in toward the postseason. They beat out the Phillies last week, and so now they come to Milwaukee tonight because the Brewers had the best record in baseball this season, so they get the home field advantage in this best-of-7 National League Championship Series. So whatever team between the Dodgers and the Brewers emerge from this series, they will go on and to the World Series. At the end of the day, Pat Murphy said it best. He said, you know, this team keeps on, you know, being second guessed. They're not the big high priced paid team. They're a lot of young guys, but he said there really has been something magical, and these guys, they've wanted to do it for Uke. They wanted to do it for Bob Uecker. As a matter of fact, they had a framed picture of Uecker with them just a year ago at this time, celebrating when they got in the postseason. So it was a special night Saturday night with all the banners and then the champagne and the beer. I don't know who does their carpets. I got to find that out because there was about an inch of champagne and beer on the floor of the Brewers clubhouse Saturday night.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Mike's going to follow the Brewers for us right through the World Series. Excuse me, I did it again. Right through the National League pennant race and then the World Series. How's that? Thank you, Mike. And don't forget the game tonight. Tonight, we got a 6:30 pregame, 7:08, right? Yeah, 7:08, the first pitch tonight. And Brewers baseball, postseason baseball, brought to you this year by Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. See the entire schedule online at WRJN.com. And a quick reminder here that the morning show on WRJN, brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Even know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness,
you
means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Tony Orlando and Dawn knocked three times. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Chance of early showers before 10 o'clock this morning. Cloudy, highs near 67. Cloudy, lows around 56 tonight. Sun back out tomorrow with a high near 63. Right now, the sun is peeking through the clouds as it rises over Lake Michigan. Cloudy, 58 degrees right here at Radio Park. This is a fun fact I found. When A&E, the A&E TV network, which is now basically all true crime, it used to be a lot of like concerts and everything, classical concerts, now it's just true crime. When it launched back in 1984, it came on after Nickelodeon signed Off for the Night on the same channel. Then it became Nick at Night. Remember Nick at Night? I don't know if it's there anymore, Nick at Night. Then I looked it up. Nick at Night, obviously, is still there. I don't hear much about it anymore. They used to do like classic shows like the Dick Van Dyke Show, things like that, Make Room for Daddy. But now they're just like whatever just came off the air, they plop those on at night. But Nick at Night is still there. Didn't realize it. It's 6:54 local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN. And hey, coming up a little after 7 o'clock, Randy Bryant, president and CEO of the 10 Chimneys Foundation out in Genesee Depot is going to be with us. This is going to be fun. We'll talk about the 10 Chimneys. If you never heard about it, listen up a little after 7 o'clock.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it.
is what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Local news, timeless hits at WRJN 657. Hey, are you addicted to your cell phone? Need some help breaking your cell phone addiction? Here are some tips. Treat your phone like a landline when you're home. Check text, social media, emails during specific times versus all day, every minute. Delete the super addictive apps. Oh, yeah. And try to go mostly phone-free one day a week. Yeah, that's not going to happen. It's 657 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Chance of showers today. Cloudy, highs near 67. Cloudy tonight, sunny tomorrow. Cloudy and 58 degrees right now at Radio Park. Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders. Here's the game of love. Local news. Timeless hits for you.
The purpose of a man.
They actually starred in the movie, co-starred in the movie, To Sir With Love. They have a role in that film. They were pretty good in it. Hey, coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be talking to Randy Bryan, President and CEO of the Ten Chimneys Foundation. They've got a new movie coming out based on the owners of that, the original owners. Who are they? Big Broadway celebrities. Yeah. We'll tell you all about it coming up a little after 7. Right now, it is exactly 7 o'clock. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Elation in Tel Aviv's Hostages Square this morning after all 20 remaining hostages still alive were driven from Gaza to Israel and reunited with their families before being taken to hospitals for medical checks. A caravan of vehicles carrying hundreds of Palestinian prisoners has arrived in the West Bank city of Ramallah. President Trump about to speak at Israel's